This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Mike Tirico with the call last night on NBC. I'm so mad at this, that this is how this game ended last night. Yeah, like, and I bet Baltimore, and yes, I am salty about it. I'm very salty about it. I'm pretty pissed about it. At least on Thursday, we got to blame Mother Nature for the lightning delay. Like, I'd rather blame Mother Nature's not a real person. So it makes me feel better, right? Gonna yell at a cloud. Like, what can you do when Mother Nature intervenes? It's like when you really have to go to the bathroom. Sometimes you just gotta go. What are you gonna do? This was human error for the Baltimore Ravens. And did Buffalo get lucky at points on this comeback? And it happens with every team and every comeback that they get. So I'm not saying Buffalo didn't deserve to win. But the Keon Coleman touchdown was like a terrible Josh Allen pass that was going to sail out of the end zone, and Keon Coleman snatched it out of the sky. And by the way, Keon Coleman looks like a stud. And Dalton Kincaid, after just a lost season last year to injury, Dalton Kincaid kind of looks like a stud too. And that's obviously big for this Buffalo Bills offense. So the Keon Coleman touchdown was lucky, right? And the Derrick Henry fumbles, a nice play by Ed Oliver. So all of these things happen, right? And Buffalo is able to claw back into the game to make it 40-38. And the Ravens get the ball. They had gone 3-and-out, and then Derrick Henry fumbles. And just to reiterate this point and how bad this is, I don't know what the hell's happened to John Harbaugh. Think about what we know about John Harbaugh in the past. Like, he always goes for it in spots like that. Like, that's been his MO. I don't understand for the life, especially with three timeouts, where it's, oh, well, we're in field goal range. Great, like get the ball back at least if you're going to give up points. Like, this idea that you're going to play defense against Josh Allen? Like, your offense was averaging 9 yards per play, and I know that those two drives hadn't gone great. And I know that Lamar took a lick on the pass to Hopkins on third down. After Hopkins had his Odell Beckham moment earlier in the second half. Like, I know that. Also, the Bills called timeout. They used their last timeout to give Lamar, like, a chance to catch his breath. What would you rather do? Like, think about how insane this is from John Harbaugh. 3 yards and you win. Or give the ball back to Josh Allen, 3 points, and you lose. I don't understand how that's the call that's made when that's the quarterback on the other side. It's like, I'm going to do my remix of the Mim song, This Is Why I'm Hot. This, and you know what we're going to call it? This Is Why You Lose. This Is Why You Lose. This Is Why, This Is Why, This Is Why You Lose. You lose because you punt. You lose because you punt. This Is Why, This Is Why, This Is Why You Lose. And it's one of the reasons why Buffalo won. And for Buffalo, Josh Allen is ridiculous, obviously. What else do you need to say? He's the MVP. And if anyone was like, oh, well, Lamar should have been MVP last year. Not that, like, last night relitigates what happened last year, but I mean, this is Josh Allen going, you know what? I'm pretty deserving myself. And the crazy thing is like, I said the Bills' defense is going to be trash to start the year. If you told me before the game the Bills are going to give up 40 points, I would have been, oh, my God. I would have, my daughter's college fund, I would have put all of it on Baltimore. The Ravens were going to score 40. I can't believe they gave up 41. What a choke by the Baltimore Ravens. Just ridiculous. And just on Buffalo quickly here in Josh Allen, who opens today, and he should, as the MVP favorite. Great job by Femi last week on the show, finalizing our awards play. Femi goes, he likes Josh Allen. Well, Josh Allen's plus 350 and the favorite. And if you wanted to, you don't have to because I already did it. Buffalo's bye comes early this season, week 7. The Bills' next string of games leading up to the bye. At the Jets, we'll get to the Jets, plucky performance by the Jets. Home Miami. They might not let Mike McDaniel on the plane after that game. Home New Orleans. Home New England. At Atlanta. They're going to be 6-0 going into the bye. Should plus 350 be, and I know it's a long-ass season. I'm not saying it's over. Should this price be shorter? Like, they're going to be undefeated going into the bye, and he's got the signature moment of the season, and Mahomes already lost a game as well. Kind of feels to me like that price should be even shorter. And just quickly on the balance of power of the AFC, because, you know, I'm on the air yesterday, but yesterday's all about what's coming up later today, meaning Sunday, and we're not on the air on Saturday, obviously. So haven't got a chance to give my thoughts on what happened Friday night in Brazil for my Kansas City Chiefs. Justin Herbert was amazing. I think it's the best game he's played as a professional. And he's played some good ones. I mean that as a compliment, not a potential slight at Justin Herbert. He was 10 out of 10 magnificent in the game. And now people are tossing dirt on the grave of the Kansas City Chiefs after one game. The Chiefs earlier today on Monday, looks like got a good piece of news about wide receiver Xavier Worthy. It's just like, imagine betting game the opening two games of the NFL. Jalen Carter doesn't play a snap on Thursday night, and Xavier Worthy plays like one snap, and then he's out for the game. Their number one receiver. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Andy Reid says Xavier Worthy for right now is day-to-day, which is better than my expectation, which was like out for 10 weeks with the shoulder injury. What a game by Travis Kelce, by the way. Like, injures the number one wide receiver on the team and then doesn't finish a route on a touchdown at the end of the game to cash an over-receiving yards prop. Great stuff, Mr. Swift. Unbelievable. The Chiefs are going to be up against it for a little bit here. All they've got to do is tread water. I don't even care about the AFC West. Like, I'd like for them to win the division, but just get to the playoffs. Buffalo can't beat them in the big spot. And after what we saw last night, yet again, do you want to take the Baltimore Ravens? Maybe I'll be the crazy one when it's all said and done. I'll still take the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll still take the final boss, Patrick Mahomes. You better, you bet. Magnificent football Monday. The NFC equivalent, the game was not as good. But the NFC equivalent of the Bills and the Ravens, yesterday at Lambeau Field, as the Green Bay Packers humiliated the Detroit Lions. Now, the final score was not like 60-0. It was 27-13. But if you watched this game, and I did, because I bet on Detroit. That's like the one bet yesterday that I'll look at and say, you know what, I didn't get unlucky here with like a flip of the coin. That's just a terrible read by yours truly. At no point after this game kicked off did I ever think, wow, I think I've got a chance here with the Lions. It was apparent very early that this was like Green Bay was a heavyweight and like the Lions were a featherweight in this particular matchup. The Packers absolutely outclassed them. And it felt to me, from Green Bay, like a statement of intent. A complete game on both sides of the ball. And we have to start by talking about the newest Green Bay Packer, Micah Parsons, who not only had a sack of his own, where he's chasing down Jared Goff. And it's just like one of these things where you're watching it in the moment and you're thinking to yourself, my God, this is like what happens when a lion's chasing like a warthog or something. Like 0% chance that Jared Goff is not getting sacked on this play. Parsons is going to sack him. It's going to happen. And it did. But there are clips on social media of Micah Parsons making Penei Sewell look like a revolving door, blowing right by one of the best tackles in the league. And it's not just Parsons and his sack of Jared Goff, but it's Parsons and his impact and what it does for everyone else on this defensive line. It should be no coincidence to anybody that Lucas Van Ness, who to this point has been a pretty big bust for the Packers as far as where his draft capital was, played his best game of his career yesterday. And that Rashawn Gary had a sack and a half. and Devontae Wyatt looked great. And this Packers defense all of a sudden, who couldn't stop the Lions last year, like, made Detroit's offense look stupid. Oh, you guys want to march down the field on this 9-minute drive? Great, here's 3 points. Oh, here's this, like, 11-minute drive? Great, here's, like, a 35-yard field goal attempt. We ain't letting you in the end zone. And they did eventually get into the end zone on my guy, Isaac Tesla, with maybe the catch of the day in the National Football League, because he's awesome. But it took until the end of the game. So the demolition by the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love looked good. Packers offensive line looked good. Jaden Reed somehow played in this game, looking good. Matthew Golden looking good, didn't have to do much. Tucker Kraft, I told you a couple weeks ago, I love Tucker Kraft in fantasy this year. Felt pretty good looking at his targets and seeing him catch a touchdown in this game. And I find myself thinking after the fact, after what we saw on Thursday night, and I'm not going to be prisoner of the moment here, and I don't want to overreact too much to week one. Because coming into the year, I picked the Eagles to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. And I'm going to stick with that. But man, should the Packers and the Eagles be the same price to win the NFC? Philly at BetMGM, plus 350. Green Bay, plus 450. Who was more impressive in week one? Who played better competition? Objectively, the answer is the Green Bay Packers. And like I said, just stick with Philly. I'm going to let this play out here with the Eagles. And we'll see what Philly looks like in the Super Bowl rematch coming up on Sunday at Arrowhead at the Chiefs. We'll see if Jalen Carter plays. We'll see if Xavier Worthy plays, etc. But I'll tell you, after that game, I think we got a clear 1-2 in the NFC in whatever order you want to put it with Philadelphia and the Green Bay Packers. Now, as for the Detroit Lions, there is, and I'm gonna say similar to what I said when Texas lost to Ohio State in college football in week one. Not apples to apples like college football versus the NFL, but I think the same point holds. There's no shame in losing on the road at one of the best teams in the league, which I think we can all agree, even if you don't think the Packers are going to make or win the Super Bowl. The Packers are one of the best teams in the NFL, right? I mean, we can all agree to that. Even if you hate Green Bay, you have to acknowledge this is one of the better teams in the league. There's no shame in the Lions losing this game on the road at the Green Bay Packers. Got Micah Parsons rushing the passer and all the continuity in that coaching staff. So I don't want to ding the Lions too much. But my antenna's up a little bit. Because it's not just that they lost. It's how they lost. The offense looked lost. Hashtag lost. Said that word a bunch in like a 30-second span. I didn't mean to. The offense looked lost. Jared Goff dinking and dunking down the field. Jared Goff, not a lot of time to throw. The interior of the offensive line getting collapsed. Micah Parsons putting Penei Sewell on ice skates. I mean, just bad from the Detroit offense. And the defense just getting peppered with explosive after explosive by Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers offense. It did look like there was a brain drain right through one game with Ben Johnson now in Chicago and Aaron Glenn now coaching the New York Jets. It did look like there was a brain drain for the Detroit Lions. And they got a huge game coming up next week against the Chicago Bears. Now, they got a chance to right the ship in a big way. Like, win that game. Goff looks good. Defense plays better. Offensive line holds up. And I think we can put the alarms down for a little bit with the Detroit Lions. And we don't have to worry that much. It's only one game on the road at one of the best teams in the league. But if this stretches on a little bit with Detroit, you can easily construct a scenario were last year's number one overall seed in the NFC, a 15-win team 1 year ago, does not make the playoffs this year in the National Football Conference. On the other side, I'll get into what we all expected to be one of the most high-scoring games of the day in Week 1. Of course, I'm talking about the Steelers and the Jets.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.